My name is Paul Johnson. I'm a GP and I'm clinical chair of NHS Devon Clinical Commissioning Group. So this is in response to a question around the pressures that the NHS is under at the moment. So the NHS throughout Devon is under a significant strain at the moment because there's a large number of people who are needing emergency care. There's a large number of people who are in hospital who are waiting to get home, but they need carers in order to support them to get home, and we haven't got those carers available, which means that the amount of beds and the amount of staff that we've got available to look after them in hospital is really limited. And that means those people coming into hospital in need of care are struggling to be seen in a timely way, and then we're struggling to get them, if they need to stay in hospital, into a ward and onto a bed where we can get them the care and the investigations that they need. So our ask to you is really twofold. Firstly, if you need emergency care, then just go to the right place for that care. Now, sometimes it'll be the emergency department and you've absolutely got to go there. But other times it could be your pharmacist, your GP, or to go 111, either by dialing that or going online and getting help in a different way. Secondly, if you are in hospital or you've got a relative in hospital who is looking to get home, just think about how quickly can you, on the day they're due to get home, get in and pick them up, because the sooner they're home, the sooner we can make a bed available for someone who's been waiting potentially for several hours in the emergency department. And also, if they are waiting for carers to be available for them to get home, is there any way that either friends or family or relatives can support them at home, even if there's something that we need to do to help make that possible? If that's the case, then talk to your teams on the wards and we will do everything we can to get people out of hospital so that those who need those beds and that medical care can then get through the emergency department and get the treatment they need.